Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Moore. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Pitlock steals second. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Pitlock settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Pitlock. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Hudlin reaches second base with a double. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Higgins scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Worstler goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Coleman moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Higgins is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mahaffey takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Porter reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNair is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pitlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Com moves to third. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pitlock is hit by the pitch. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Pitlock goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Vosmick hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson catches it and throws to home to double up Averill. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 3 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Markham now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hudlin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hudlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Majeski pinch hits for Johnny Markham. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Moore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 4 in the game. Worstler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.